Paul Hanson, Crown Commercial Service. Can I help you?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
It's me, it's Daniel. Listen, something's bad happened at this house just now. I just got up there last second. I was sitting playing football manager in my bed, and I went into your bathroom, right? Uh-huh. And the whole place is flooded. The whole the sink has came undone, and it's gone right through onto the carpet.
I'm on my way.
No, Dad.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Listen, why did you leave the tap on?
I never left any taps on.
No, Dad, you did. It was your fault.
I have not been in the bathroom, okay?
It was your fault. You've left the tap on. Why would you do that?
Daniel, are you winding me up here?
No, I'm not. I swear to
God. Get as many towels down as you possibly can.
No, it's okay. I've got a plumber in right now. Okay, wait a minute. I'll put him on the phone for you. 2 seconds, okay? Here he is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you the idiot that left the tap on, aye?
That's a wind-up, aye?
There's water everywhere and it's leaking down into the garage below, sir. I'm just wondering, do you know where your stopcock is?
Did you just say to you the idiot that left the tap on?
Yes, are you? Or are you not? Are you denying it?
Dad, go and hurry up quickly. This is a mess up here. No, seriously, hurry up.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Paul?
Yes, it is.
Did you come all the way from the town centre?
I did.
All you had to do was tell me where the stopcock was. If you told me it was like the last 10 minutes of Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio just went past a big bit of wood and told me I have lots of babies. Has Daniel made you mad?
Daniel's now lying on the floor.
I said that to our producer. I said he's probably going to knock him out. Well, he's won £100, so wake him up and tell him good news. You've got £100 cash.
George, this isn't George Bowie.
I'm afraid it is.
Oh, no.
And he's going to make your dad mad. See, we've tried to phone. You've got about 100 missed calls from me. He said, just answer, don't come back. We're only having
George,
a carry on.
George, let me tell you something. I was down south last week and Daniel phoned me in tears because he thinks he's a bit of an Andy Murray. And decided that he would send a tennis ball flying through a double-glazed unit in the front of the house. So this was a distinct possibility.
It could have happened.
Oh, dear, George.
Oh,
I've listened to your programme for years, my friend, and I can't believe this.
Oh, that's fantastic. hang on a minute. Hold on.
George, wait a minute.
Hold on.
There's the traffic police just coming into my driveway just now after following me.
Hang on a minute. Oh, there's a tennis ball just come in the window. So good. Hey, listen, Paul, I think Daniel has to at least split that money with you, if not give you it all. He'll pay for your petrol.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Listen, thanks very much.
And you're speeding fine. Sorry to inconvenience you. It's been lovely speaking to you, Paul. Take care, pal.
See you, pal. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.